Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a gorgeous day in Hawaii, Maine. It's Saturday, the 23rd of April. We're almost into May. If it's snowing, I am so sorry. In Utah, ooh, I don't know how it, you know, everything's different, but spring will come, I promise. This is the Golf Club. We're online at radiogolfclub.com. If you're just in your car traveling around and you'd like to listen at home, we're broadcasting all the time. You can listen. It's archived. The show is available. And I want to thank you for stopping in. We've got guests this morning. We're focusing on Vision 54, the third book, the trilogy. This is the third. Yes, that's what it means, right? Play your best golf now. The release date is April 28th. So we wanted to talk first before, because we want you to go buy it. I have mine pre-ordered. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail. I do have a copy of it, though. I have to let you know that I've reviewed it, so that you know I know a little bit about what I'm speaking of. But the people who are going to really inform you are authors and world-class coaches Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott, and author Ron Syrak, Golf Digest and Golf World. We also have from the USGA co-founder HSJGA, Mary B. Porter King, a friend of all the people I've just mentioned, Eric Magazin, a computer information systems person, teacher. Here's this techie guy who loves his job, but he wants to become a great golfer. He wants to bring his handicap down. And he's reading Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. And John Gibney will be joining us, a professional golfer on the European Tour. And he gave breast cancer cure awareness a huge boost and a big piece of his ego last week. And we're going to talk to him about that, okay? It's called Skirt Golf. So we've got a lot coming up this morning, some serious stuff, but I don't want you to take it too seriously because this is a game, and it's called golf. It's life, too, and, you know, it's just life. It's not me. Ulica E-Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. They make it possible for me to talk with Ron Syrak and Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott. Thank you so much for making the Golf Club. They have excellent service that you can count on, expert knowledge, work, product, Ulica E-Mechanical, I count on them. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property, whether you need protection for your neighborhood, your shopping center, or your event. Star Protection is what you need. Moon Physical Therapy. Okay, you've hurt yourself. You know, you've got a knee replacement. Your elbow is out of joint, and you want to rehab. You need to see Julie Moon at Moon Physical Therapy. And Poipu Bay Golf Course. The number is 742-8711. 808-742-8711. They've got special deals for Kama'aina. Those are people who live in Hawaii. And for you, if you're visiting, call Poipu Bay, Kauai's South Shore gem. All right. I want to start at the end and kind of go back to the beginning. And this is the end of the first book. And I started at the beginning, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. I wanted to know something more about Vision 54. And the end of the book starts like this. In Alice in Wonderland, Alice takes a pill that makes her very large. She asks the knob on the locked door how she can get to the other side. The doorknob tells Alice to crawl through the keyhole. Alice replies, "I can't. It's impossible." And the doorknob answers, "No, it's impassable. Nothing's impossible." And that, I thought, Ron Syrak, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. That was just so perfect. I mean, reading this book and coming to that, I went, yes!
Well, you know, what Pia and I are all about, what Vision 54 is all about, is that what you can achieve is limited by what you believe you can achieve, you know? Expand your vision. Expand your vision of what you can accomplish, and boy, it opens all doors for you. It opens all possibilities.
And another reason, I have Mary B. Porter King joining us, okay? And she's asking all the guys and the girls to please, we have qualifiers in Hawaii for the USGA events. And they won't hold qualifiers unless people sign up. It's hard to get qualifiers. No, USGA doesn't make any money except at the U.S. Open. So she's like, you know what? If you think it's impossible, you say, okay, I've got a 2 handicap, but I'm not going to win the U.S. Open, so why should I bother going to a qualifier? Why should I bother? Because don't say you can't, because you'll fail if you say you can't. And that's something I think that is so close to what Vision 54 is all about. And the next question I have for you is, you know, here you are, you're the executive editor of Golf World, you're the senior writer for Golf Digest, you're, and GolfDigest.com, and ESPN.com, and that is so macho, so manly, so, you know, it's, then you talk about in the book about how the LPGA is your favorite beat, and that's, it's interesting because most people focus on the Tiger Woods of the game. What draws you to the LPGA?
Well, you know, I when people say, why are you a golf writer? And I say, you know, I'm not really a golf writer. I write about people who happen to play golf. And the thing I love about the LPGA is you get to know the people better than you do in any other sport that I've covered. And I've covered every sport. I have dinner with them. I play golf with them. I stand around with them on the practice range and tell jokes and chit chat, and there's an intimacy there that doesn't really exist on a lot of the on the PGA Tour, really, because you get a lot of those guys are traveling in private jets and they're staying in private homes at tournaments. At the LPGA, I run into players in airport waiting rooms. I run into them in restaurants. I run into them all over the place, in the hotel that you're in, and you get to know them, and the better you get to know them, the better you can tell their story.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons we love like high school sports so well is we know the kids who are playing, we know what they're capable of doing, and we know when they exceed their capabilities, and that makes us feel really good for them, and I feel like I get to know the players in the LPGA in that way. So that I'm understanding what's going on with them when they're competing better than I am any other athletes.
Okay. Now, you followed Tiger Woods from the beginning, pretty much, of his career, right?
Yeah.
And Annika Sorenstam. And which one was more thrilling for you?
Well, they are, I mean, I feel very, very blessed that they're probably the in the short list of the greatest woman ever to play the game and the greatest man ever to play the game, that I've been able to cover both of them. And they are thrilling in very, very different ways. The most memorable golf shots that I've ever seen Tiger Woods hit have all been recovery shots. You know, he'll just, no matter where you put his golf ball, he can figure out how to get it out of there and get it on the green and get it in the hole. And that's amazing. The most memorable golf shots I've ever seen Annika Sorenstam hit were her bad shots, because there were so few of them. They were startling when she hit them. She has, in my experience, the best repeating golf swing I've ever seen. If there's one word to describe Annika Sorenstam, it's balance. Physically and emotionally, she was never out of balance. Tiger is much more all over the map. So they're coming at it in very, very different ways, and it's successful for both of them. One real example is I rarely, until the very end of her career, ever saw Annika lose patience or lose her temper on the golf course.
Uh-huh.
Tiger Woods was taught by his father, Earl, taught him the 10-second anger rule. You're allowed to be angry for 10 seconds, then you got to let it go. And so that's why we hear Tiger say words he shouldn't say on TV, and we see him bang clubs and do all that stuff. But then it's gone. It's let go. So in very different ways, they control their emotions.
Wow. Thank you for that. 10-second rule, I don't think Lynn or Pierre would subscribe to that. Do you?
You know, I think that what they subscribe to is what works best for the individual.
Uh-huh.
But that said, emotional management is a big part of what they teach. You know, I mean, to me, the brilliance of Vision 54 is with the swing you have right now, with the skill level and talent you have right now, you can be a better player by learning to master the 8 essentials of Vision 54. If you focus on those essentials everything that you got right now, you don't have to, your swing, you don't have to change your swing. You don't have to all of a sudden become a more talented player. You'll get more out of your game because you're maximizing your potential more fully.
Exactly. So what they're asking you to do is when you make a decision about what you're going to do, make a realistic decision of what you can accomplish.
Yeah, you know, Vision 54 comes from the fact that when Pia was coach of the Swedish national team, she went to all of her players and she said, have you ever birdied the first hole in your course? And they say, yeah. How about the second hole? They say, yeah. So she'd talk them through it, and one time or another, they had all birdied every hole on their home course. So she said, well, why don't you try to make that, do it all in one round and shoot 18 under par, 54 on a par 72 course. Well, Vision 54 becomes, for everybody, they're my 54. They have their own sort of their own blueprint for what greatness is for them. And that's, again, one of the great things that Pia and Lynn say all the time that I think is absolutely essential is, you know, you're not a golfer who happens to be an individual. You're an individual who happens to be a golfer. And
yeah.
And figure out what works for you and how to be the best possible you on the golf course.
Why did they choose you to write with them? Because I imagine that they talked with you and then you wrote what they had to say?
Well, I'm very, very lucky about that. And again, it's because I was covering Annika Sörenstam. In 2003, in January at the PGA Merchandise Show, somebody asked Annika, she was playing really well then, she had won 11 tournaments in 2002, and somebody asked her, would you ever like to play in a men's event? And Annika said, you know, I would. So immediately the offers flooded in from PGA Tour events that wanted her to play. She picked the Colonial Tournament because she thought the golf course fit her very well. Well, there was 3.5 months from when she said she wanted to play a men's event until the Colonial. And during that 3.5 months, I was obsessed with trying to figure out why Annika was taking this risk. You know, what if she went out and shot 87? You know, it would be damage her reputation,
yes.
It would damage the reputation of women's golf.
Yes.
And so I talked to Pia and Lynn probably a dozen times. And finally, one day, the light went on in my thick skull, and I said to Pia, I think I got it. It doesn't matter what Annika shoots. It doesn't matter what she makes the cut. She wants to know if she can handle the enormity of the moment, if she's up to mentally dealing with the pressures of that week. And she said, you got it. It's a process. So we went through that year. Annika played terrific at Colonial. She finished the career Grand Slam that year by winning the Women's British Open. She went into the World Golf Hall of Fame in October, and at the Hall of Fame party, Pia and Lynn came up to me and said, we want to write a book, and we think you understand what we're all about. So that's how it started.
Wow. We're going to be joined by Pia or Lynn. They're in the middle of a clinic in Arizona where they teach. One of them said they could join us, but we need to take a break and come back in about a minute and a half and see who has joined us. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Waipu Bay and Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allow for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, that will happen. That will happen. Yes. That will happen in a lava field. That's the beauty of playing in Hawaii. You never know. But, of course, the ball's ruined once it hits that lava. It's just the way it is. Now, we're talking with Ron Cyrak, and I'm not sure, Pia? No,
I'm here.
Hi, Pia. Nice to see you. Say hi to Ron.
Yeah. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Pia. How you doing?
Good. I'm here at the back of the range in Phoenix and taking a little chat break.
I know the back of that range very well.
Yeah.
And Mary B, are you there too? I think Mary B is with us too. I think she's listening right now. She'll be joining us in a minute.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Two of my favorite people on this morning.
<I know. laughs> Yeah, same for me.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Now, we're talking about the third in the trilogy of books, Play Your Best Golf Now. What I really like about all three of your books, Pia, is the chapters begin with a swing thought. I imagine the quotes. Ron, did you come up with the quotes?
It was like everything in there. It's a collaborative effort. We bounce ideas off of each other constantly.
And in chapter two of Play Your Best Golf Now, leave your mind behind. I want to sing like birds sing, not worrying about who hears or what they think. That's me. Rumi, a Persian poet and philosopher, said that. But the swing key is celebrate the sacred ground of golf. What do you mean about that? I mean, the sacred ground of golf?
I know, it's funny. I said, look at our participants today. That's what they're practicing right as we speak. But the point is that, you know, we just want to help grow the game and make the game more fun and actually easier to play. So one of the things golf is similar to any other activity of the planet is how we create this state of peak performance. And if I'm a musician or if I'm a tennis player or if I'm a surgeon, when we execute, we need to be present and present through our senses, meaning I'm not in the future, I'm not in the past, I'm not having cognitive thoughts. So golfers need to retrain themselves, and that's what we call the sacred ground. No one else is allowed into your play box. It's just you having a first experience with yourself and the target.
Can you, now that you brought that up, and it's so critical to the whole teaching behind Vision 54, is the play box, think box, and decision line. So I'm going in my, I told you in an email that I'm going to be, I've been in my think box this whole entire week, immersing myself in Vision 54. I crossed the decision line when the show started, and I'm in the play box. And,
yeah.
And may the force be with me. I'm just going.
Yeah. So the
question is, explain a little bit about how the think box and the play box works.
Yeah, and exactly what you've done, because you have spent time now preparing and learning and increasing your skills to do the program today, and same thing with the golfer. I mean, we need to gather some information about wind and yardage and decide what shot to hit. So that's what you need to do before the shot, and still doing it as simple as possible, because the more simple you do it, it's easier to play good golf, that each shot doesn't take forever and take all your energy. So you do that, but then, you know, you don't step into the putt or the shot without being totally clear what you're about to do. So when you step in, you know, over the decision line now, it's all about being an athlete. You're going to be, you know, some players like to just feel the grip pressure and go, others want to really connect and have an image of the target while they're swinging or putting, and, you know, others are more like rhythm, they might hum a song or count, so you need to figure out what it is, but no thinking allowed over into the play box. If you want to play your best golf, if you want to keep making the game hard and frustrating, we kiddingly say, keep on making it, you know, keep thinking and giving yourself instruction.
Oh, that's perfect. Here's from Twitter. I asked people to give me some questions. You know, if you have any questions for Pia or Lynn, I wasn't sure. And here, once he goes, I panic every time on that tee. It's I don't know whether to take the three or the rescue and the bunker. I can't even say exactly what he said on the air because, you know, he's British and they're awfully expressive. And he's so frightened of the bunker. So,
yeah.
So,
I mean, obviously, if he wrote that, it doesn't really have to do with which club he is choosing. It's about the state he's creating. So he would be a perfect candidate to read our book or do some of that training, because obviously he's not even close to having knowing what a good state is while he's swinging on the first tee.
Exactly. So in the think box, you make all your decisions, you do all your thinking, and then you cross the decision line. You've made the decision, bam, you're on the tee. You stop thinking, you just do. You just do.
Yeah, you do, because, you know, you need to go, because first of all, when we're about to execute like anything else in this world, we can't change our skill levels. You know, you can't change your skill levels in a practice swing, or you can't. You need to learn to play with what you got. So we need to make a decision, and in golf, knowing, we never know beforehand if we made the right decision, but we need to make one and really commit to it, and then we're going to hit more good shots, and even our misses get better.
Yeah, and you also talked about the different personality types that you have to define. Who you are. Am I the kind of...
Yeah.
And you said it's okay for a person. What if I'm just like a feel player? I don't think a whole lot about it. I just get an intuitive thought, this is how I need to play it.
I know. So those players shouldn't do all the things where getting yardages and stepping off and looking at yardage book. They should use more the intuition and just go. We want you to do what makes you a better player. And for many players, they're way overdoing. No, but just because it's possible today to get yardage in five different ways doesn't mean it's good for everybody. So we would help them to play much more simple and use their you know, advantage of having good instinct.
It was interesting that when I read that, you gave me permission to be myself and be instinctive. And that freed me up from all of the structure that golf instruction has become. It's so intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite quotes that we have in one of the chapters from Oscar Wilde, you know, be yourself, everybody else is taken.
That's so good. I like chapter 3, decide and commit. Some persons are very decisive when it comes to avoiding decisions. And you say the perfect shot begins with a clear and congruent decision and a full commitment to that decision. Can you expound on that a little bit or explain a little bit about that?
No, I mean, it's funny. We just got a text message from Kevin Streelman, who we coached in the PGA. We just had phone coaching with him last night. It was all about that, because he was just so wishy-washy and unclear, and he couldn't get the feel he wanted in the practice swings and all these things. And it was like he would back away from 40% of his shots. But it was so interesting that he was trying to do his decision in a way he couldn't get clear. So we just actually asked him today to stop doing any of those practice swing, and if he did a practice swing, it was just to rehearse a feel for the shot. And actually, when he just texted back in his caddy too, that, you know, it was 400 today, and it was fun and simple to play. Because, you know, you just need to explore what really works for you.
Yes, yeah, so that's exciting. A question again from Twitter. He has a hard time, I guess. Eric says, "How do you calm down just before a birdie putt?"
Well, but the thing is that, I mean, some it could help to take a deep breath with your exhales a lot longer and all of that. But most of us, if we have a birdie putt or leading a tournament or you're the first tee leading the master, I mean, everybody has more adrenaline and is nervous and it's like normal. So it's more knowing how do I react when I have so much adrenaline and nervous. So for some it means that the bad side could be maybe that they get too quick. So they know if it's a birdie putt or they're nervous, they need to on purpose swing at a slower tempo, on purpose walk into the shot slower. I mean, others, when they have a birdie putt, you know, start thinking about the future, oh, I could make a birdie and have a low score. So they need to do things to get more present. So it's just embracing, you know, having birdie putts or being more nervous and then knowing how to manage myself.
So it's, and you have in the book that you've written, Play Your Best Golf Now, and all three books, guides. That's the beauty of it, are guides to understanding yourself and how you react so that you can look at that. That's me. That's what I do.
Yeah, because the way we see it is like, I mean, every human being on the planet is unique and different, and therefore golfers are unique and different. So one of the important things is to discover what things actually work for me, and it's going to be different from anyone else, and have the courage to do it that way.
That's kind of what Jordan was saying. He says, how does one clear the negative images and feelings of previous bad swings? They keep reoccurring. It's like what you just said, in a way, with from the other gentleman, Eric. You need to understand how to banish those thoughts.
Help. Yeah, I mean, both that, and then I mean, one of the essential playing skills in the book is about how we store memories. So long term, it would be to, you know, learn new skills how to react in your post shot routine. But in the meantime, you would do exactly what you said.
Okay, your post shot routine. The 8 essential playing skills. Is there a couple? I know you're on limited time. Just one or two that we could go over that you think would help people.
All 8 of them.
But we say
and we mean it. So that the essential of the essential is still the play box, the sacred ground. Know how to create peak performance, because without that one in place, none of the other ones really matter. So if there's only one you could ever learn. That one.
Okay. If there's only one,
but we would prefer that one. You know, and once again, like what we are very excited about, and Ron has helped Lynn and me so beautifully, because what we want with this is, you know, this is to complement what you do technically, because we just want to help grow the game and get more people to play better, and we just know it's insufficient to only work on technical things. So these 8 skills would enhance any golfer on the planet. So if you, depending on how much time you have, you know, even if you just do one of them, it's going to make you play better. If you do 2 of them, it's going to be a little bit better. So it's all, they're harmless. They can only make you better. They cannot make you worse.
that is the beauty of Vision 54, because you're not trying to tell people to play a certain way. They can play any way that's good for them, right? Ron, anytime.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons that P and Lynn are probably one of the most important Grow the Game programs out there right now is they keep coming back to, it's a game. We play it. We have fun. You know, celebrate every shot that you're going to hit. Don't be afraid of it. You know, and just embrace the moment of when you're in the play box and you get a chance. You get a chance to experience the pure joy of hitting a golf shot. And I think it's one of the most important things that P and Lynn do, is they remind people that we're supposed to be having fun when we do this.
Decide and commit practice. Hit shots on the range with a friend. Have the friend, pick the target and tell you what kind of shot to hit. That's the other part of these books that you provide us with, is making practice fun. That it has to be taking the practice fun and making it a part of the game, so that you don't feel like you're practicing and now I'm going to take my practice to the range. You're playing golf while you're practicing. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, we think it's one of the most underdeveloped areas in the game of golf. And research has proven that. I mean, we have the record in golf that we probably have the worst practice habits of any sport they've ever looked at, meaning the time and energy golfers spend practicing and how much it actually makes them play better. It's very low. And like we said, you know, practice, first of all, needs to be more cross-training, that I learn not only the technical skills, but I learn some of the more mental, emotional, or, you know, for example, all our 8 essential playing skills. It needs to be more cross-training. And then the most important thing is that we need to spend more time practicing the way golf is played on the golf course, because when you look at all the practice literature and research, I mean, it's so conclusive. What we practice, we get good at. So if I want to get stronger quads, I'm going to practice my quads. So if I want to, you know, learn to eat with chopsticks, I practice with chopsticks. So when we want to be better at golf, we need to spend more time actually simulating the context of golf, meaning it's, you only have one try. I have a target. I have different clubs. I have different lies. I might even feel nervous. So many golfers who just, what we call, scrape and hit. They get the pile of balls and they just, you know, hit 7 irons, 10 in a row, just scraping away. and then they're surprised they don't play well on the golf course. But in reality, you know, they have been practicing volleyball hoping the tennis game is going to get better. Yeah, I mean, it's totally out of context, because all of us can get the power of ball and get in the rhythm and flow and hit 10, 20 good shots in a row. But unfortunately, I never had that option when I play the real game.
So we want
golfers to more efficiently play better, and one of the solutions is very simple. If you practice, you just need to practice more the way the game is actually played.
There. These are the essential playing skills. Yes. One, leave your mind behind. Two, decide and commit. Three, find your balance. Four, feel your tempo and dance to its rhythm. Five, tame tension. Six, build emotional resilience. Seven, store memories. And eight, drown self-talk in useful thoughts. My goodness, Pia, that's probably...
That sounds like a good book. Can I read it?
Yeah. It's a very, very, very good book, and I think everyone should read it. Now, when I read Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, I got a baseline, and everything built toward Play Your Best Golf Now. But I think if you just buy Play Your Best Golf Now, you'll understand, and you get so many tools. Do you recommend all three first, though?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. We haven't even thought about that, and we've had that question several times this year. So we've actually asked a couple of people who have been around us a long time what they suggest. Because, our last book, of course, we're so excited about, and it's more the way we think about things now. So I think it could very, very easily be read first, and then the other ones are still going to give you so much other info.
Yes.
So so I'm not quite clear. But this is, I was going to say, just doing this interview. I mean, Lynn wanted to do it, I wanted to do it, but then I guess I lucked out. But Lynn is waving at me here. She needs help here with the players.
Oh, well, then I better let you go.
I know. But I know that Ron and Mary B are very good at talking about all these things.
Oh, yes, and maybe sometime when you aren't in the middle of a clinic, then maybe we can talk again. That
Absolutely.
Would be the two of you together. That would be fabulous.
Yeah. We're almost finishing the play box practice here, and they're soon going to learn the skills about the decision commitment here.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Let's decide and commit. We're going to take a break. Ron, can you stay?
Absolutely.
Excellent. And Mary B is going to join us. She's been with us. Thank you so much. Mary B, would you like to say aloha?
I want to say aloha and thank Lynn and Pia for all they do to make the game so fun. Thank
yeah,
yes. We hope to get to Hawaii soon again.
Oh, we're waiting. We're waiting.
Okay.
Come on out.
Okay.
You have taught so many young golfers in Hawaii. It's one of the things I want to talk to Mary B about. Your clinic made a huge impact here about 8 years ago, if it was that long. We'll be back right after this. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I just love this part of Vision 54. It is our belief that what you achieve is greatly affected by what you believe you can achieve. And if you, Mary B. and Ron Syrak, thank you so much for being on the show. These books are inspirational, not just as a golfer, but also for my life lessons. Did you find that for yourself, Ron?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and when we were writing the first book, there would be. I applied a lot of Vision 54 to writing. You know, one of the things that P and Lynn teach a lot of is to distinguish between what you can control and what you can't control, and don't worry about what you can't control. And I really applied that a lot to the process of writing a book. What do I need to focus on right now to make this chapter happen? Bill, P and Lynn will tell you that you can't control score. You can't control whether you win or lose, but you can control the things that lead to that. You know, you can by controlling balance and tempo and by decision and commitment, you can influence those things and make it more likely that you're going to score well and make it more likely that you're going to win. But you don't focus on score and winning. You focus on the things that get you there.
Mm-hmm. Mary B.?
Well, I've had the honor and privilege to work with them, and I can tell you that I only wish that I had found them earlier in my career, because I might not be talking to you now, but...
Wait a minute, I'm so glad to have known you. I would...
they brought back the joy of playing, and they made it so simple, and, you know, somehow I had gone down the path of trying to find the magic bullet, and I had the magic bullet in me at all times, but I wasn't able to access it, and golf became so complicated, and it really isn't complicated when you think about all the other sports that we play in life. And I played a lot of them, and I certainly didn't go through all the mental anguish I went through it later in my career in golf. So I can't tell you. I wish everyone would read their books, because. I know that if you want to, you want the key to the game, the key to success of the game, it's right there in those books. And,
What's the secret?
It is the secret. It is the secret. And I tell children every day, the only thing I say to them is go out and have fun. And if it's not fun, we're not going to be successful. And Ron's one of the best writers in the world, and I think he has fun doing it. So, and I think that's why he's so successful.
But do you?
What's fun about Pia and Lynn is you have all these little aha moments when you're with them, and because what they say is so logical that you wonder why you didn't think of that before, you know, and just the thing of don't be intimidated by the shot you're going to hit. Celebrate it, enjoy it, embrace the moment. And it's funny, I see things all around me now that I latch onto that they taught me, and I was watching. I'm a total movie addict, and I was watching one of the Karate Kid movies the other night on TV, and there was a line in it: "Your best karate is still inside you. Let it out."
Yes.
And that's exactly what P. and Lynn teach. Your best golf is in you. You just gotta let it out and embrace it.
Yes, having fun. That is what golf is. In what other sport can you compete? And this is from the book. I'm stealing this. What other sport can you compete and walk with friends and talk with friends and then play a game and be outdoors and embrace everything that's around you? It's wonderful. It's perfect. Why do we make it so complicated? Why do we make it so stressful? But at the same time, you reveal an awful lot in these books about yourself, Ron, when you're... When you do the introduction, when you talk about finding yourself in the game, and of course, you know, may your heart always be joyful, may your song always be sung, may you stay forever young from Bob Dylan. That's how I was watching a YouTube video just the other day of this little guy who was about 4 years old. He was hitting golf balls into a pond. You know, it's so much fun hitting them into the water, you know, when you're doing it on purpose. And then he would do this little dance. He did this little dance because it went into the water, and it was just priceless. He was totally engrossed in the fun of hitting the ball, have accomplished his mission of hitting in the water, and then he did a celebratory dance. And that's, I think, what we leave somehow when we get on the golf course, and you talk about how sometimes you get angry.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
what Lynn and Pia teach, and what Mary B. teaches, is be in love with the game of golf. Don't follow, you know, and Lynn and Pia will tell you, and they'll name names sometimes when you talk about it, and point to an entire generation of PGA Tour players who fall in love with technique, and they've mastered swing, and they're obsessed with the way they swing in the golf club, and they don't know how to get the ball in the hole. And, you know, I think that's what they brought the game back to is the thing of you don't want to be in love with technique. You need good technique, but you don't want to be in love with technique. You want to be in love with playing golf.
And they always talk about how the essentials, the grip, posture, tension, all of that is an essential. And then there are the parts of you that make the game with that skill that you have brought, physical skill. You bring your own personal skills to the game, and that's what makes golf fun.
Well, there's more than one right way to swing a golf club.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, it's the key, and I'm sure that you know Mary B. can talk about this.
Yes.
The key is repeatability, you know. You want... There's more than one right way to... I mean, we know Lee Trevino, we know Arnold Palmer, and we know Nancy Lopez, and we know Julie Inkster, and we know Annika Sorenstam and Tiger. Those are widely different golf swings.
And Jim Furyk.
That have all been hugely, hugely successful because the player learns repeatability.
Okay. Mary B., when Lynn and Pia came for the clinic, how do they approach the students?
Well, I think you've touched on everything that they work on. I mean, it's they work with everyone individually, as she mentioned. That all of us are unique, and that's why all of our games are unique. And they go through their process in helping you understand and probably leaving your brain behind when you get there. But you know, that's how they. They work at every clinic, so...
How long ago was that, when they were here? Was it 8 years?
It's been more than that, I'm afraid,
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll get them back.
I hope so.
Well, they've, you know, they're so successful. Their books have been so successful in what Ron and Lynn and Pia have done. And you look at their stable of players... If I had any advice to a young player right now, I would tell you that I don't know who your swing coach is, but I would certainly go to Lynn and Pia. They'll help your swing more than to me anyone that would tell you anything technical about your game.
They seem to have inspired an entire generation, and that's a larger, you know, not quite, but 10 years ago, let's say. There were these little kids, Stephanie Kono and Christina Kim, not are the one on tour, but Christine Kim from the Big Island. There were all these great golfers now. They were, Sid Okino, maybe was too young for that clinic. Well, we have so many of these young students who are now in college. They've come through the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association that you created with friends. And they've gone, we have more collegiate players now than we've ever had. And it seems to have sprung for some kind of inspiration that you gave them. And the clinics that you created, for instance, bringing Pia and Lynn here, has done something to give them the feeling that they can accomplish this. They can do this.
Well, my role in creating all I did was provide them opportunities, and I know what's out there. I've been around. Ron can tell you I've been around a long time, and seen every aspect of this game. But I know there's so many wonderful opportunities, and I wanted our children in Hawaii to have that opportunity. So, you know, the only way I could do that was bring my friends here and hope that they would understand the importance of it. And the ones I think who attended were so fortunate, and
yeah.
I hope to get them back soon. And we talk about it every year, you know. But again, their schedule has just been so busy, and they work with so many players. But they do also have a balance in their lives, and they will make it here eventually, and I hope sooner than later. I'd like to get them on a rotation so that all of our children that are probably in the high school age groups could have an opportunity to understand and see how simple, relatively how simple the game can be when a game we try to make so complicated.
Excellent. I want to talk with you about the USJ and all the things that are coming up, all the qualifiers. I want to inspire people. You know, one of the things about Vision 54 is that it is possible. If you say it's not possible, then it's not possible. If you say it's possible, it's possible. You can't limit yourself. And I think a lot of people limit themselves by saying, oh, why should I bother to go to the qualifier because I'm not good enough? Yeah, I've got a 2 handicap. Hey, hello. You never know what's going to happen for you at that in that moment. And certainly telling yourself you can't isn't going to help. Ron Cyrak, before you go and we start talking about all the qualifiers, is there something that you'd like to add that I didn't give you a chance to say about Vision 54? Play your best golf. Now, I have one final question that I want to give you this chance first.
Well, the main thing is that if you're interested in the book or just interested in knowing more about Vision 54 is to go to vision54.com and you'll learn a lot about what Pia and Lynn are doing. And I guess the one other thing that I want to say is to thank Mary B. for all the work that she's doing. There is probably no single state that's right now is being as successful with turning out top level junior golfers than Hawaii, and Mary B. has really, really been a key piece of that.
Yes, she has.
Thank you, Ron.
You got somebody to write, and in my advanced copy, it's not in here yet. I was like, wow, Condoleezza Rice is writing where is she? She wrote the foreword.
Yeah, we didn't, she wasn't able to get to that. So.
Oh!
No, so, but she is... She is. You're gonna hear more from her down the road. P and Lynn have a good contact with her, but the timing didn't work out on that.
Okay, I was like, gosh, Condoleezza Rice is writing
now on,
forward
now on a USGA committee, isn't that right, Mary?
She is. She's on the nominating committee.
Yep.
Ron.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great. Okay, so we'll hear more from her later. Thank you. Balance exercises. That's one of the things when you get out of rhythm. That's something that you look at, right? And you stand, Ron, on one leg and swing with one arm?
One of the things that P and Lynn say is if you only had 5 minutes to warm up before a round, what would you benefit most by? And what I do is, and I do this now before every warm-up, is I'll hit shots standing on one leg. I'll hit shots with one arm. I do things to try to... I've really isolated that when my swing goes awry, that balance is a big part of it. I'll sway off the ball. And I just try to. It's also a way to calm myself down before playing because you just really have to. It helps you manage tension to be able to hit a shot standing on one leg because you've got to be really really focused on being under control, and that's the one that's the one main thing that I use.
Thank you very much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and Mary B. I'll see you at the Met Golf Writers dinner.
I will see you there, and I'll see you at the Women's Open as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery.
Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I just love this quote from Dave Peltz. I love Lynn and Pia because they understand and teach that there is more to golf than swinging. You can't go wrong with Vision 54. And it's at vision54.com. You can also buy the book, Play Your Best Golf Now, at Amazon.com. I really recommend it. All three of them. Okay, every one of them has something to add. Eric Magidson is standing by. He's right now reading the Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That's book one. But we're talking with Mary B. Porter King. She is the woman who makes us realize that we're so lucky to have the USGA qualifiers here. Do you ever tire of encouraging and trying to get people to come out, and will you please keep the qualifiers in Hawaii?
Well, sometimes yes, I do, but I understand that the importance of it. It's such a valuable opportunity for our golfers in Hawaii, and it's hard because they don't really. If you've never experienced a USGA championship, the championship for the United States of America, if you've never been there, it's hard to understand what it's like. And it's beyond. It's the U.S. Open for everyone, no matter which championship you're participating, from the U.S. Senior Women's to the Girls Junior to the Boys Junior to the Senior Men, the Mid Amateurs. There's something for everyone, and you know, I guess it's what's frustrating for me is that I just wish that I could take everyone to a championship and they could experience it and see, wow, why wouldn't I try to qualify for this? This is so cool.
Yes.
The USGA treats every championship, whether for the senior women or the mid amateurs or whomever, the same as they do for a US Open. USGA championships are what everyone should strive for in the game. And I think, as I know as a golfer, for me, when as a child, all I ever dreamed of was trying to win the Women's Open, you know, and that this putt was to win the Open, because that's the championship everyone wants. That's what Tiger's been after all these years, is to go after as many USGA championships as possible. And because those are national championships. Nothing's bigger than that. So
what you just said is really, really important. And it embraces Vision 54. You dreamt as a child to win the U.S. Women's Open. If you play as though that's what your dream is, and you keep that dream alive inside, it brings the best of you out.
And as I mentioned before, all along I had that ability. Unfortunately, I went down the wrong path with some instructors where I focused too much time on a swing, which I already had a swing. I had my own swing, but I didn't own it, and I didn't believe in it. I kept believing I had to do it differently in order to be successful. And unfortunately, I, like Tiger, I won, and then I went back to my teacher, and he told me that I didn't work hard enough. And I'm like, wait a minute, I just won by four shots, you know, and I just beat the reigning U.S. Women's Open champion. And what do I have to do now? But I bit into it, and I spent the rest of my time miserable because I didn't enjoy hitting that pile of balls. It had no purpose for me. And, you know, I look back at it now, and, boy, I would just, like I said, encourage anyone, if you want to enjoy playing golf, no matter what level you are, but if you're one of the top-level players, I certainly, if you want to go on with the game, I would read everything that Ron and Lynn and P have written, because it'd be so valuable for your game.
What do you say to people who, you know, I'm not good enough. I might have this, you know, 2 handicap. I'm not really good enough to get to the U.S. Open.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people do, Danielle, you know that, and say, I'm not good enough. Why would I even try that? Well, one thing, the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more opportunities you're going to have to actually get there. And the other thing that I encourage them, and especially a younger person or somebody that's just maybe qualified, just got the 2 handicap that made them eligible, is that the more players who play from Hawaii that enter these qualifiers gives more spots to our players from Hawaii to go on to a national championship. So I guess if you look at it for any other reason at this point, is that, one, I'm going to gain valuable experience just by participating. I'm going to, because we try to run our local qualifiers as close to a national championship as we can. And you're playing with a whole different mix of people, which is a really good tournament experience for you. But then you might walk off and say, well, I'm glad I entered because my entry gave one more person an opportunity to go to the national championship. And every person I've talked to who's ever played in and had the opportunity to play in a USGA championship came back like with their just awestruck, absolutely awestruck. They couldn't believe how it was run and conducted and how they were made to feel, the quality of the golf courses that are played, and the quality of field. And so I just, like I said, the more that enter, the more spots we're going to have, and who knows, you might be that spot. You might be that last person that got in and go to a national championship.
There you go. We've got 4 qualifiers coming up, and look at the courses you get to play, okay? Just for beauty, the excitement of playing, you get to play the King Kamehameha Golf Club on Maui. Okay, it's a private course. Hello, people. On Oahu, you get to play Hawakalei. That's Ernie Els designed. It's gorgeous. On the Big Island, you get to play the Waikoloa Kings course. It's gorgeous. On Kauai, you get to play the Kauai Lagoons golf course. It's gorgeous. You know, and it's not like it's hugely expensive, and you're in a tournament, and you're challenging yourself. You're giving yourself an experience that you've maybe never had, or maybe you've had it, and you think, I could do this. I could have done it better. Because I had that one under my belt, I know what I could have done better now. I've had that experience. Every time you do it, it gets a little bit easier, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, it gets easier. And I look back at when we had the sectionals here, and Tad Fujikawa made it at age 15 I think, and he played at Wingfoot. I mean, that's what sparked his whole career. The Sony, yes, but when he got to the U.S. Open and he saw that this caliber player and how he was received and the magnitude of it, I can tell you that he's entered in a USGA qualifier to play in the Open again this year because he knows that's what I'm working for. So, and I look at all the other kids. Sid Okino qualified for the Women's Open, and her eyes were just totally wide open. That, wow, and I know Sid's going to be, I know she signed up. So please, please, please sign up if you're eligible.
We don't have much time, do we? I mean,
the U.S. Open, as you mentioned, those are the first 4 that will close. I mean, the first championship that will close. And we have the opportunity. We've begged and borrowed from the USGA to plead with them that we don't have to travel inter-island to qualify for our national championship and to save us all expenses. So you don't have to travel. There's one on each island, and it, wonderful properties and private and resort properties that have donated their golf courses because the courses, they understand the importance of a USGA championship. So, but the deadline, as you mentioned, is next Wednesday, 27th of April at 11 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, and I can tell you that doesn't mean 11 a.m. in 1 second because it closes automatically and you won't get in. So please go online to usga.org and sign up for championships and please enter.
Please enter. Please. And we have the U.S. Open local qualifying, U.S. Amateur Public Links qualifying comes up later. And I'll keep you up to date on exactly when the deadlines are. Those are in May, the beginning of May. The U.S. Women's Open sectional is May 4th. That's the next deadline that you're going to have to think about. So we've got April 27th. That is this coming Wednesday.
It's coming up.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Mary B., thanks so much for being on the show. It was just thrilling to have the three of you on together.
Well,
it made my day.
Yeah, well, it made my day as well. Ron is a very special man, and Lynn and Pia have been friends for many, many years, and they're very, very special women. So thank you for having all of them on and educating all of us in Hawaii of what's out there and how we can all be better.
Oh, yeah, in golf and in life.
Yep, you got it. And thanks for promoting the USGA qualifiers, too.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Understanding the importance of it.
It's massive, huge. I'm going to be talking with a young man who is trying to get that good. He's also trying Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. Eric Magason, am I pronouncing your name right, Eric?
You are.
Excellent. Mary B., thanks so much for being on the show.
Aloha. Good
Aloha.
Luck, Eric.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Eric, thanks so much for being on with us for as long as you... Did you learn anything?
Oh, a ton. Absolutely.
That's always true.
That's
why I didn't worry about it. You know, I just knew that you were just soaking it all in. Eric, you gave yourself... Here you are. Wait a second, okay? He's a credit away from a master's in business administration, all right? He's got a bachelor's in information technology, minors in management information, business and accounting. He's earned all of these things. He's working full-time while completing all of his degrees. And he's an instructor of computer information systems at Central Oregon Community College, IT manager and director for a large aviation company for a while. He was a professional musician in Nashville for 4 years. You know, what you had to say about being a professional musician was really insightful. That it's not how good you are, but it's who you know.
It very much is.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
You know, it was scary, but in all actuality, for me personally, a huge life lesson, you know, as to the value of business in anything.
As a business, you mean like the social networking, the networking business?
Oh, absolutely. The reason I got as far as I did was, you know, because I treated it like a business, because I made the connections, I took people to lunch, you know, and yeah. Subsequently... got jobs from doing it.
Yes. I think it's, you know, when you become a musician, you know, you're an art person, you forget that it's not on your art alone that you're going to make movements into the places you want to go.
Oh.
It's also on how, yes, you do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the same holds with golf.
Just a moment, okay? KQA
yep.
Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Now, we're also on RadioGolfClub.com. Anytime you'd like, you can either listen live or you can listen archived, or you can go to iTunes and listen a podcast from there, or you can go to Stitcher Radio for your smartphone. It's all there. Eric wants to, you want to become a scratch golfer?
Eventually, absolutely. Who doesn't?
Just because you want to be a scratch golfer?
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but in order to reach any goal, you have to set lofty goals, and I always try to reach goals that are a little bit out of my reach, and then magically I reach them and go, wow.
So they're really not out of your reach. But you...
No, but yes. It's one of those things that if you don't set a goal that's challenging, then what have you really accomplished?
Very good. Now, you're reading Every Shot Must Have a Purpose.
I am.
And what are your thoughts so far?
My thoughts so far can be summed up in the fact that it works. I'm about one-third through the book. I committed yesterday to use the Think Box and the Play Box in a round of golf yesterday, and I was just absolutely amazed. Even my first time out, you know, I had to step back into the Think Box, realizing that I was thinking in the Play Box 8 times yesterday. But that's what you do when you're practicing anything is, you know, you go back. And I had a phenomenal round of golf for me.
Yes.
On a course that I've only played twice. And I equate it to Vision 54.
I know. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. You've got to understand. It's what happens. You know, it's what happens when you're in the Think Box and you're thinking about what you're going to do. It happens to me during the show. You know, all of a sudden I find myself, I'm not in the Play Box. I'm in the Think Box. Why am I thinking? I should just be doing. I'm thinking too much. Just do it. Just, it's inside of you already. You've done all your preparation work. Why are you in the Play Box thinking? Get, you know, of course I can't stop. I can't stop and go back. But while you're practicing, you certainly can. And that's what, you know, that's what practice is all about, isn't it? Is finding out what you do. Now, you said you could answer one of the questions that was posed on Twitter this morning by someone who was having a hard time dealing with those previous shots that they have in their mind, those bad hits that they've had. How do you resolve that? How do you leave that behind?
I absolutely have to just commit it to history. You know, you need to learn from history, but you can't get stuck in history. You know, one of the challenges with me is I am, like you, a very mental person. I'm always thinking. That's probably why I don't get much sleep. You know, I lie in bed for hours thinking about everything in the world. But for me, I've had to really commit to the fact that there's nothing I can do to change that last shot. If it's a bad shot, I actually force myself to forget about it. If it's a good shot, why was it? And move on.
I think Albert Einstein is quoted in Vision 54. I don't worry about the future. It comes automatically. Something like that. Hello.
Exactly.
Wouldn't we all be better off if we were just living by that creed? You know, don't worry about what the outcome of the shot is. Just be in the moment, enjoying the moment. And that's really easy for me to say, but really hard for me personally to execute, especially standing with a golf club in my hand.
Oh, I agree, and it's absolutely the same for me. You know, as I took on this challenge, the three components of the challenge being, you know, the mechanics of the golf swing, the mental game, and for me, the rewards of fitness. Because I do believe that golf is a sport. I mean, you have to walk 18 holes. And when I started this, walking 18 holes and carrying my golf clubs were impossible. Now, as you know, I went to Hawaii last month. I walked 36 holes carrying my golf clubs. It was great.
Which course did you walk 36 holes carrying your golf clubs?
I walked Hapuna.
You walked Hapuna?
Yeah.
You walked Hapuna?
Yeah.
Oh, just wait a second. In case you don't know Hapuna Golf Course on Maui, Hapuna is above Mauna Kea. And Hapuna is like straight up the mountain and straight down. Did you hurt?
Did I hurt? Yeah, honestly, when I got done with that day, you know, I was a hurting unit. But I also felt like I could have done another 18 holes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How did you get in shape?
How did I get in shape? Well, I started with P90X, committed to that in September.
Now I'm confused. I have no idea what P90X is.
P90X is one of those infomercial workout programs. Buy the DVDs, sit in front of your TV. Supposedly you don't need to go to the gym. You just need some light weights and just commit to doing it. And I got to tell you, I was really skeptical till I did the first workout and could get through 10 minutes of a hour workout when I first started. And, you know, now I'm down 15 pounds and literally in the best shape of my life. So,
okay,
so it's been great.
You committed. You committed to it.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. People will tell you can do this, you can lose weight, you can get in shape, but you have to follow their program. That's the whole bottom line. If you don't do it, it won't work.
It's It's the same thing with the golf swing. You got to commit.
And that's what Vision 54 is all about.
Absolutely.
Once you make a decision, commit to the shot.
Yep.
And I think Tiger Woods was asked, and I think this is in the book too, he was asked why his swing change wasn't working in 2010, and he all the time. And he said, commitment. He wasn't committed to it. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
Yes, I found a quote from Albert Einstein. I never think about the future. It comes soon enough. and this is great, too. I think it's chapter four, Prepare to Play Great in the Game Before the Game. That's the second book. There's so many beautiful things in these books. The secret is to honor your nature and nurture your growth so you can maximize your ability. Every shot is an interaction and not a reaction. And I think a lot of us in the process of a swing start reacting to our swing before we've even finished it. And that messes us up completely. Your thoughts, Eric?
Oh, I agree. I can certainly remember even just yesterday a couple shots that I'm in the backswing and going, wow, that backswing just didn't feel good. And the result was worse than my feeling.
That's it. You see what I'm saying? It's beautiful. You
it
know,
is.
The beauty of the book is that you just have to be in the moment and enjoy it and let go of the thinking. And the stinking thinking gets us every time. I have something for folks who'd like to play around at Volcano. There is a 10:54 and an 11:18. The Southside Men's Club and Mr. Craig Sasada's group, they're all going out today at Poipu Bay. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9:40 and a 12 o'clock if you would like to play. Pu'akea, they aerify the greens. Now, this is a perfect time for you to practice. You know, you just practice. You practice your short game, you practice. There's a 9 o'clock and a 10:20. Hawaii Kai has a 12:26 and a 12:48, and Makena an 8:48, 9:28, and 10:32. How many golf courses did you play?
Have I played?
Here in Hawaii.
Oh, in Hawaii. Well, let me think. Played Waikoloa, the beach, Kings. Played Mauna Kea, which was wonderful. We played it on a very, very windy day, which made it a wonderfully challenging course, although the 320-yard drives with the wind made it even more wonderful. Played Hapuna, and where else did I play? I'm missing one. I just can't remember which one.
It's okay. You've played an awful lot of beautiful courses. What brought you here? Did your business bring you here?
No, actually, spring break brought me there. It was just I love the islands. like a lot of people, if I could live there, I would. But we tend to come about once a year. My uncle and aunt have a timeshare there.
Oh, cool.
And they golf as well, so a 10-day trip over there tends to include 7 days of golf. So
you have to be in shape to play 7 days of golf.
Oh, certainly. I know I couldn't have done it before this challenge, that's for sure.
Okay. And again, you're doing this challenge simply because it's going to make you feel better.
Well, I'm doing the challenge for a lot of reasons. You know, probably the first and foremost reason is to challenge myself. You know, I love to live life with a challenge, and now that I'm almost done with my master's degree, I was looking for yet the next challenge, and frankly, I'm kind of tired of education. I've finished 3 degrees and 3 minors in 10 years, so it was time to move on. A physical challenge seemed like the thing to do, and I've fallen in love with golf. So the second reason is being an instructor and telling my students, you know, you got to work hard, you got to work hard. There's no better way to demonstrate that than through example. So I'm hoping that my golf challenge also shows them the rewards of working hard.
Wow.
In the classroom. So.
You're inspirational. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Is there a message you'd like while you're on the show to present? We're waiting for John Gidney to call in from Shropshire, England. He actually put together, I'm waiting for your thought just a minute here. When John comes in, you've got to understand this. He wanted more Twitter followers, you know?
Yeah.
So he said, if I get 1,000 Twitter followers, I will play golf in a skirt. Yeah? So, you know, I mean, play golf in a skirt, you would think, oh, that's, you know, silly. And then he turned it into something much more than that. And he's going to join us. He's on with us right now. But before we change gears, and I want you to stay with us, Eric, what was that message that you wanted to?
The message is simply to, for those that enjoy golf, play more golf. As much as I like watching golf on TV, there's more reward in getting out there, playing golf, getting healthy, getting your mind healthy. You know, taking your mind and your success on the golf course is a direct correlation, in my opinion, to your success in life. That's the reason I love golf. It challenges me with every shot, just like every day that I live challenges me. And so my challenge to people would be simply get out and play more golf.
Have you ever thought of being an inspirational speaker?
You know, it's absolutely funny you mention that. Hopefully nobody at COCC is listening in the aspect of, I have given some thought to that. You know, who knows where life's going to take you and what the journey will be.
Because you certainly are living proof of that an inspirational speaker would, you know, I've done this. I've climbed Mount Everest. You can, too.
Well, I haven't climbed Mount Everest
yet. I understand. I haven't.
Yet.
Nicely done. let's bring in John Gidney. John from Shropshire. And I'm probably mispronouncing. Shropshire?
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, it's so good to have you on. You know, Giddy, I got to tell you, I am so proud of what you've done for skirt golf and breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, a cure for breast cancer. Here you are, a professional player, you know, respected player, and I love, absolutely. And now Eric has to check out your website, johngidney.com.
Yeah. JonathanGidney.com, my website. And I've got a new website coming in a couple of weeks, so that's going to be even better, I think.
Oh, well, I'm looking at what you're playing. Where are you standing, sir? This is absolutely gorgeous. You're like on an island tee, and you're going across the pond. There's 4 bunkers, and I'm not sure where the flag is, but
that's it. It's at Asprey Hall, a golf club in England, the middle of England near Birmingham. The owner of the golf course and the course designer is actually K.K. Downing, who's the lead guitarist of Judas Priest. I don't know if you know that band.
I do.
But, yeah, the course is pretty spectacular, and that's the finishing hole on the homepage of my website over the water there.
That is absolutely stunning. What kind of wildlife is on that course? Must be birds and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's all sorts. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful, that course, yeah, and it's great to play as well. So
Brilliant. You wanted to increase your followers for folks who don't know about Twitter. Twitter is a message board. What I did this morning, I was curious if anybody wanted to ask Pia or Lynn a question from Vision 54. I was lucky to have them to be able to talk with them and ask. So I put it out there. Has anybody got any questions? And I got a few responses. So John wanted to have 1,000 followers, 1,000 people that he would be interacting with on various occasions. Sometimes when you're alone in the middle of the night or traveling, do you find yourself looking for company on Twitter?
Not so much that, but when I made the joke about kind of if I get to 1,000 followers, I'll play golf in a skirt, because I didn't really think I'd get to 1,000. But for what I'm doing, there's lots of people who are interested in my golf, and I use Twitter as a way to let everyone know what I'm up to, and also interact with people that are interested in what I'm doing, and just fellow golfers, etc. So I think it's fantastic on Twitter. I absolutely love it. It's really, really good.
Yes, it is. I do too. I couldn't agree with you more. So here you go. You get your 1,000 followers, and you promised to play in a skirt.
Yeah.
How did it evolve from there to becoming a skirt golf for breast cancer fundraiser?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I got to 1,000, so I had to play golf in a skirt, and I just had a thought about it, had a think about it, and instead of just wearing a skirt and going out on my local golf course with no one watching, it wouldn't be much. A bit boring, so thought I'd make a proper kind of day of it. Lots of people were interested that I was going to play golf in a skirt. It's something a bit different, so we thought we'd hold like a golf event, a golf tournament, and then why not do it for charity as well, just raising money for a great cause, which is we chose Breast Cancer Research UK, which is a great cause.
Yeah, okay, how did you get all those other guys to do it though? Was that part of
the other guys? Well, I just I held the tournament, and I said I was obviously going to play golf in a skirt, but I said to everyone else, you don't have to wear golf, and you don't have to play in a skirt, but if you play in a skirt, I'll give you an extra point for your team, and the prizes were quite good for the event, so everyone ended up wearing a skirt just to try and get another point for their team.
So skirt golf was organized by Jonathan Gibney to raise awareness and money for Breast Cancer Research UK.
That's this- right, yep.
And you played at Asbury Hall?
Yep.
Yes, and I love this. Who made your... There's a YouTube video that you can say. There's actually an official song. Who did the song?
The song was done by a couple of friends who did my... Mike Fleming and Jamie Steele, who did my website that I've got at the moment. It was actually a friend of theirs from Northern Ireland. Who, put together a song. They wrote a song and just did it all for me.
Oh,
skirt golf, and I thought it was fantastic. So, I waited. I had the song before we did the skirt golf event, but I thought what I'd do is wait till the event was over and then do a kind of video, a kind of song video with pictures from the event, and I've done that, and it's pretty good. I quite like the video, so that's good.
I love the video, I'll have it posted on Facebook. I've got it on Facebook, and I'll send it out on Twitter, too.
That would be brilliant.
This is brilliant, and it's so cute because you look very the guys posing in these pink skirts.
Yeah,
it's just priceless. Okay, and we really do need to work on your legs, though.
I know. Yeah, they're pretty skinny. I worked on my outfit. I got pink shoes. I got pink socks, and then I had black leggings, black skirt, and pink socks. It's all matching. It's pretty cool. I thought
it's very cool. It is very, very cool. And at the end of the video, you actually show the guys look, dressed. I guess you kind of gave them an opportunity to look like regular men at the end.
Yeah.
How much did you raise?
We're still actually raising. So far, we've got. I'm not sure exactly much, but it's thousands of pounds. But I'm still keeping it open because I've just done all the video, and lots of people are still kind of. Only just hearing about skirt golf, so I'm keeping the online donation page.
Excellent.
Which I have online, I'm keeping that running for the time being, so I'm hoping to raise a lot more maybe over the next few weeks.
Yes. What is the online donation page?
It's www.justgiving.com/Jonathan /Gidney.
Yes. Okay. All right. You know, I want us to do one in Hawaii. I think it would be perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah, it would be
perfect.
Great. You should.
Yeah. And you're a professional golfer?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I'm just playing in tour events, yeah.
And in, on the European tour, are you going to go to the equivalent of Q School for the Euro Tour?
That's right, yeah. I'll go to Q School for European tour at the end of this year. So I'm playing, at the moment for this year, I'm playing second and third level, but I'm going to try and get to the on the European tour for next year if I can.
Excellent. I want to recommend Vision 54.
Yep.
I want you to read Play Your Best Golf Now. Okay?
Yep. Okay, will do, yeah.
And thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for wearing a skirt and raising money for the breast cancer awareness cure, and thank you very much. You're
That's
great.
Great. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Aloha from Hawaii. Isn't that great? We can talk to England. He's real close to where my great aunt lives, real close to Birmingham. She's just, hi, Winnie. Right, I'd like to say hi, Winnie, my Aunt Winnie is over there. So, Eric, it's really, truly amazing what you can do if you put your mind to it. Here he is. He just decides, you know, I'm going to wear a skirt if I get 1,000 Twitter. He doesn't really expect to. Wears a skirt, decides, you know, why would I just walk around the golf course wearing a skirt? I can do something with it. And he creates an event. That's magic.
Absolutely. I mean, totally inspirational. And as I'm sitting here, I did go to the website. I am going to make a donation here, and my wife is actually an x-ray technician and does mammography, and I'm looking at this and saying, why can't I take off a John's Inspiration and hold one here in Bend as well?
Excellent. Do you love the clothes? I mean, these guys really went all out to get dressed.
Well, I'm thinking my wife's got a really hot pink skirt that I could, you know, probably get into. She's been working out as well, so we're almost down to the same size. And,
the
weather's finally getting warm. And
Right.
But I'm not going to shave my legs.
No. Wear leggings. Wear leggings. They hide all those little flaws. You've been so much fun, Eric. Thank you for being on the show. We've got to wrap it up and close it and thank the people who make it possible for me to be talking with you today.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Aloha. And
aloha.
I definitely want to thank the people who make the golf club possible. Yes, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design, fabrication, and a whole lot of other things. You know, that's not just excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical, I do, for just not this show, for the work that they do. Star protection. Get the star team on your property, whether you need protection for your, let's say, shopping center, your neighborhood board, you'd like to join the star team. Star protection. Give them a call. They're what you need. Poipu Bay Golf Course, call for the special values and packages that they have, 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, it really is Kauai's South Shore gem, playing beautifully from tee to green. And Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, they achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. Whether you've been in a car accident, or you're recovering from a sports injury or from surgery, Moon Physical Therapy. See Julie Moon at Moon Physical Therapy. The Golf Club is also sponsored by Hawaii Golf News and Travel. And we've got the Jenny Kay coming up. We're going to be there live, and you can see all about the Jenny Kay on the front cover of this issue. 808golf.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can catch us at radiogolfclub.com anytime that's convenient. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.